the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That means the weekend's just around the corner. And Dom, momentarily, I think I see the sun. I looked on the weather report locally. I'm supposed to see sun in Madison again, like a week from Saturday. So I'm going to enjoy this 5 minutes of sun.
Hope you enjoyed your summer. Fall is right around the corner.
Probably.
Come on, Wisconsin.
Dominic, there's a big event happening in your backyard, and then another big event happening in my backyard, Voces de la Frontera, A Day Without Latinos, happening on Sunday, May 1st, in Milwaukee. And you know how Christina Newman Ortiz and Voces de la Frontera, they turn theirs out. Some of
they
the most impressive marches I've seen, citizen actions, have happened at the direction of Voces de la Frontera. And then Monday, because they're marching in Milwaukee on Sunday. Now, I'll probably start my day in Milwaukee on Sunday. As I mentioned, somehow I keep getting invited back on Fox News. My wife even said to me, "You're doing it wrong." I said, "Stop criticizing me in the bedroom, baby."
You stop being
She said, "No, I mean the fact that you keep getting invited back on Fox News. You're doing it wrong."
They must think you're a mark or something, Crudy. You got to fight back, man. You can't let them do that to you.
Well, I keep accepting. That's
would you go on Steve Bannon's War Room?
Would
you go on Alex Jones InfoWars?
Probably not Alex Jones.
How about OAN?
You know, why are you making me draw a line in the sand?
I'm just because why are you going in the first place?
You wouldn't be
place,
like that
man?
If they ever invited you on.
I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go to Fox?
No, dude.
Come on, man. I tell Democrats all the time, go on Fox News. Make your point. They have a very large audience. You know, I'm going there for the audience, Dom, to expand the brand.
Come on, man.
Well, every time I appear, I usually get some very helpful suggestions from some of the viewers. Usually in my inbox, you know, I get some go hang yourself kind of stuff. Have you considered killing yourself lately? I mean, really great suggestions.
I guess in some regard, that's good because I got to tell you, man, we really lack for the haters.
We do. Other than George on, you know, and I don't even check the text line because I know you're there, George. Like, I don't even bother. I haven't read a text. And, you know, I'm sort of undermining our own text line at 844-967-2789. Often the producers read the text, but it has been literally years since I have read a single text. Mostly because I know George is out there. And why would I wreck my day like that? And maybe that's your point. Why would I wreck my day by going on Fox News? Well, I'm going to change the world by doing so, Tom. I'm going to say something so clever.
Really?
I'm going to change all the righties' minds. Yeah. You know, something about...
I kind of doubt it.
About the border crisis or perhaps the Ohio senatorial race.
Exactly.
You know, my wheelhouses.
Not so much. So you're gonna what prep up on some voter statistics? I mean, how do you prepare for, you know, a topic that we don't
well,
really
there was,
get too much?
Quite a hullabaloo that went on, I believe, in the House. Jim Jordan and many of the Freedom Caucus sorts went after Mayorkas, right? He's the cabinet secretary, the border guy, effectively for the Biden administration. It was quite the Adam Schiff show happening down at the House. So anyways, I probably will have to reference that in that whole Section 42, whatever it is. You know, but I also am going to reference the polling that happened right here in the great state of Wisconsin. The vast majority of Wisconsinites believe people should be extended a legal means of coming here. A legal means, if not citizenship, at least a green card. That's like 80% of Wisconsin
green cards. I mean, and it depends what we're talking about. If you're talking about amnesty, you know, I mean, these, you know, we are supposed to be what the shining light on the hill is. Reagan, wasn't it Reagan that said that? I mean, come on, man. Of course, don't you want people to come here? We need people here.
Well, Reagan also gave amnesty to like 11 million immigrants, right? Let me see. Jennifer Rubin actually referenced this very specific polling. Here it is. Jennifer Rubin talking about the senatorial race pointed out Wisconsin, for a Midwestern state, it's got some progressive roots, and she pointed towards this polling. A majority, 64%, said that of Wisconsinites, Marquette University Law School polling, said that undocumented immigrants who are currently in the United States should be allowed to stay and eventually apply for citizenship. 64% of Wisconsinites, 16% said they should be able to stay, but only as a guest worker. That's still 80% of Wisconsinites that are just fine with immigrant populations living amongst us, right?
Well, I mean, imagine. We're all from immigrants. I mean, yes, that should be the case.
Well, you know, they'd like to close down Ellis Island, and certainly that southern border, Dom. But that will be one of the topics. And I think I would be remiss in that I will probably be appearing very hungover because you and I are partying on Saturday. I'm going on Foxy News. You know, my eyes, if I can crack them open, I'd be surprised.
Are you using like a Milwaukee studio? Or are you going
to? They're hooking me up in Milwaukee.
I was going to say, man, you're going, how the hell are you going to get back to Madison?
Well, I was thinking about asking for a car again. You know, that's my new habit. You know, make them spend some money if they want me on the show. But I figure wherever I stay, be it the Shea Salvia or the local La Quinta, they're all going to have checkout by 11. So I'm going to get forced out, you know. No sense in having the car drop me back at the hotel I've already checked out of.
Right, right.
So I'll probably drive myself if I'm sober enough to do so. Appear on the Fox News, but I am going to reference the action of Voces de la Frontera, the Day Without Latinos that will be happening probably about the same time I'm appearing on Fox News.
Right.
And I can tell you, I will be, or at least it is my every intention, to appear at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Monday about noon, when they're going to rally at the state capitol. They're also going to do a press event, including Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Some people say, including Marquette University Law School polling, the front runner for the U.S. senatorial nomination
within
in the great
margin
state of Wisconsin.
Of error,
yeah, currently.
Lazary bringing up a close 3 points behind.
Yeah, Rubin took note of that today. Like, we can catch him. Let's get that Mandela. Let's take him down. She basically is everything short of that. And I don't know why.
If Mandela Barnes was, you know, pouring $3-4 million into his campaign, he might be polling higher.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder if Godlewski, who spent about $1 million and she's like doubled hers. Well, you know, she still trails Lazary spending by about 75%. And I suspect Tom Nelson probably trails Lazary spending by about 99%.
Right.
You know, both of them might be on the move if they were on every other ad.
Right.
You know, but we'll see how it plays out. I am looking forward to the big event, the Democratic Party convention. You know, we'll be sorting it out. And the Dems will be doing a straw poll at that convention, one must assume. And the Republicans will offer a full-throated endorsement in May for who they think should be the nominee to go up against Tony Evers. And I think that's dumb. Effectively, you're letting the party choose your nominee at this point. Excuse me? The excuse me is because I ate jambalaya. A little repeat there. Pardon me.
I can smell it from here. That's the Republicans, man. It's the Republican Party. And if the party wants to, you know, put their thumb on the scale, oh, well, they can do whatever they want. So what? It's going to be Becky. I see some ads from Becky nowadays, you know.
Oh, man, she is filthy on the airwaves, at least the right-wing talk radio airwaves. Her and Tim Michaels, they're battling it out during every spot break. You know, makes you wonder when the Democratic nominees or the ones that actually want to win the nomination might start battling it out on left-wing talk radio. Just wondering.
There's so many of them.
Thank you to fine candidates Peter Pekarsky and Tom Nelson for embracing you, the most engaged lefties in the state of Wisconsin, the smartest one, certainly, and you certainly have the greatest listening habits.
And the sexiest audience ever.
Oh, that goes without saying.
I mean, come on.
Let's go to our sexy, sexy audience, 844-967-2789. Mark, welcome back, you sexy hunk of a man.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, brothers. And Repulsive Rebecca, I hope she goes down in flames. But
Big Light Becky? You're not rooting for Big Light Becky, Mark?
I think that when you're a liar like that, you got no business.
Mark, then who else? Ram Jam? You know, Michaels?
Michaels' new ad campaign is? I'm going to turn Madison upside down. I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Right. You don't
in
want
a practical
the highest...
sense, I just have this vision of him turning the Capitol Dome upside down in some way and, like, all the people fall out? What happens?
Shaking out all the government. I mean, come on. I don't know if that's if you're giving out an image of, you know, attacking a capital, maybe that's not a right messaging platform for the Republicans, Mark.
It's right. And Crude, you might want to bring up that Biden is actually adding the number of Border Patrol agents. I guess he's jumping that up by 300. Something that Donald Trump did not do. He just talked about the wall that Mexico is going to pay for. So men, you know, using the term broadly, you know, that, you know, men and women are the best source to protect our borders rather than some wall that might be porous that people could crawl, you know, they can get over and get around, because get around is probably the best thing, because there's always a way to get around a wall.
Mark, here's my concern, and I appreciate your call and your suggestions, but if I go on Fox News on Sunday and I make a reasoned argument, and I've been on Fox News like three times this year, and I've tried to make reasoned arguments, well, since like Christmas, but they keep inviting me back. The reasoned arguments keep getting me invited back, Tom. And, you know, I think at some point we just got to go for it and throw caution to the wind. The last time I was on, one of the questions, I wanted to make reference to the Helsinki hand job. And in my brain, and I was also hungover for that appearance, I feel quite confident.
I see a trend here.
Well, they often
maybe
want me on Sunday
sober
mornings.
Might do better.
Why would I show up sober, man? It's Fox News. But anyway,
I mean, why start now?
Every time I try to get out of the framing box, you know, I feel like I'm on the Brady Bunch, where the squares, but you are not allowed out of your square. You know, like they were hammering me about smash and grab crime. I'm like, what? This sounds like a problem for department stores. Get some security. Why does the president of the United States need to wade in on the criminality at a Bergstrom's department store? Hell, you guys didn't wade in on the accusations against the former president of raping a woman at the Bergstrom's department store. Why do you care about the inventory? And then I try to pivot to the January 6th and the criminality thereof, and Mike. You know, I got shut down, sort of Rojo style. So, well, I'm going to have to go like full Betsy on him.
Just get two or three, you know, cogent facts, and maybe just a question of like, how's that, you know, Trump going to build the wall and Mexico going to pay for it work for you? As far as I know, that's never happened, right? Right, guys? Did Mexico ever pay for the wall? I'd like to know that. Of course, the answer is no. So if you got a problem with that, maybe you should talk to the former guy.
Well, maybe I should follow the example of Jimmy Raskin. Do you see what the former impeachment manager had to say on the House floor today?
Apparently, he took it all back.
Well, you know, apparently he thought he was being, let me just read briefly. We'll keep it brief, and then we'll go to the phones at 844-967-2789. Rep. Jimmy Raskin, according to TheHill.com, he's a Democrat from Maryland, on Thursday withdrew his words. I take it back. I take back the mean words he made on the floor after he called Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene a cheerleader for the insurrection, admitting that he used unparliamentary language. Well, Tom, that's maybe what I should consider. Because the second, you know, they took me to break and Mike Emanuel came back on the Fox News, and then they pivoted and they were talking about something, you know, the capitulation, the weakness of Joe Biden. I'm like, man, shut the up. Your guy gave the Helsinki hand job. Only, you know, I'm like, I know it's cable news.
You can say whatever you want, man. Don't you want to keep getting invited back? Then keep playing ball with them, Crudy.
Well, that was the problem, man. I got stuck in my head, like, I want to slam him, and you know, I was trying not to be too coarse for Sunday morning.
Why? Why?
Because the Fox News viewers might have just fell home from
so
church.
You saved the honesty and the coarseness for us and the fair audience here listening to Devil Radio.
Well, our audience can take it, man.
You don't think that... Well, you know what? Maybe that's the problem, Crudy. They need it. You need to be up in their face, man. You need to let them know what's going on. You need to let them know what time it is.
That's why I'm going on Fox News. You want me on that wall. You need me on that talk radio panel or whatever. Then we're going to talk about J.D. Vance in Ohio and, you know, the border crisis. All Trump's fault. Oh, I mean Biden. Come back, more Devils.